Today, again, we celebrate St. Bernardin. So this is back in the 14th century, 14th, 15th century, when he was alive, and he was you might say he was a great preacher, a reformer, a missionary in Italy. He was kind of, in many ways, a man that transformed the whole of Italy at that time. There were times when there was a plague, and before he joined the Franciscans, he and a number of his kind of followers, I guess, decided they were going to take care of people in the cities where they were, and so they really worked really hard to take care of people, and some of them actually got sick and died, but St. Bernardin and his followers continued this work. So he had a great fire for the care of not just the souls of people, but also the physical realm, and a lot of his preaching was directed at trying to reform people and help them turn away from sinful things or things that were worldly or things that different times in Italy at that time there was kind of, you might call it like the mafia. There was a lot of infighting among different people in different cities, or different cities fighting against other different cities. So it was a time of much unrest in some ways. And yet St. Bernardin, everywhere he went, he preached and taught the people to love the name of Jesus. That was one of his great preaching, I guess, pulpits, was to talk about the holy name of Jesus. He loved the holy name of Jesus and saw great power in the name of Jesus. And so for us, I think, as we live in this time, we too face unrest. We too face a lot of unknowns. We face political scheming and all kinds of things. So maybe it's very similar in some ways. So I don't know where we're going to get our St. Bernardin, but maybe we could use one. So we pray that God would show us his guidance through the preachers of the church, through our bishops, through our leaders, that he would raise up many saints to help us. And as we approach the Feast of Pentecost, this weekend we celebrate the Ascension, and the following weekend is Pentecost. As we approach these great feasts, we too can be asking the Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us be those reformers in our own lives, in our own communities, in our own families, to be the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking out in the places where that's needed, which I think is everywhere. So as we're here at Mass today, let's ask for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the lives of our family members, our friends, in our society in general. We ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us and to help us come to serve the mission of Christ. And we ask St. Bernardin today to pray for us and help us in that mission. St. Bernardin of Siena, pray for us.